Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:12 now, Friday morning. You don't want to wish anything bad on anybody else, but, you know, when you look at the catastrophic damage that Milton brought to Florida and you think about the beautiful weather that we're going to have here, you got to be thankful for us and pray for them because they are up against it, man. We know we've been through it, and as they deal with the damage and just they're exhausted as it is, right, because we've all been there. You're exhausted after dealing with the storm, but there's no vacation. Your nightmare is only beginning because now you have to deal with the damage and the flood and the insurance and FEMA and Lord knows what else because we've been through it here. Nice stretch of weather, highs of 83 today, 82 tomorrow, 84 Sunday, 86 Monday. Then it cools off. Wednesday's highs only near 70 degrees, so that's going to be nice, a little touch of fall for us. By then we'll be past the midpoint of October. Of course, for Andy Smith, the director of New Hampshire University of New Hampshire Survey Center, that's like, you know, the middle of summertime, I guess, right, Andy?
Yeah, pretty close. We've got a balmy 42 right now, going up to about 65 today. Beautiful sunshine, leaves are gorgeous. And actually, last night we had the Northern Lights.
Did you see them? Absolutely.
No, it was quite amazing.
They were saying that because of the solar flare, whatever the hell it was, I don't know, the Peyton Malone, the meteorologist, explained it, and I got half of it. But apparently, it could have been visible all the way down in Louisiana. I don't know if anybody saw it or not. As a matter of fact, if y'all did see the Northern Lights in Louisiana, I'm not talking about from what you imbibed or what have you or ingested, but actually did see them, 504-260-1870, and let me know. Andy, let's talk about the presidential race, because I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody, and I think now we're at about the point of a Fox pregame show or CBS pregame NFL show where college game day, take your pick, where now you're just looking for the predictions that you like. And if the person predicts your team's going to win, then you're all for it and you're all behind them and you believe them and you like them. If the person predicts your team's going to lose, you think they're a jackass and they're wrong. Pretty much where we are.
I'd say that's a pretty good analogy to put into it. What we're seeing is that the race is very close. Anybody can look at whichever poll they want to look at to bolster their point. But I think when it comes to it, this is just going to be a close race. And how the two teams here, how they grind out their victory at the end of the day is what's going to make a difference. And it's and that's the part of campaigning that you just don't see or hear about, that is how good the campaign organizations are, how they've identified voters, the specific names of the voters they've identified, how they're going to get them to the polls on election day. That's how this race is going to get won or lost. Barring, and I say this because we've had several of these, unexpected event.
I'll help out every now and then.
I need help this morning.
Lord knows I've been there. I put Delaware, Pennsylvania next to New Hampshire. Do you remember that or not?
I try to forget those things. Yes. I don't hold anybody.
One of my infamous gaffes of all time. And you should have seen a look on Jordan's face when I did that. My God, I thought he was going to have a stroke. Anyway, so let's talk about these voters. How do they identify them? How many voters are we talking about? Or is it overall getting everybody out to the polls in all the states?
No, what you do in a campaign organization is first off figure out which states you've got in the bag and you don't bother with them. So if you're a Republican, you're really not paying much attention to Utah or not really paying that much attention to Florida. If you're a Democrat, you're not paying attention to California or New York. But in those states that you're worried about winning, that you really think you have an opportunity to win, you want to recruit as many volunteers as possible across the state. You put in organizations essentially down to every county in the state, if not down to every town in the state. You want to go through your voter registration rolls, look at the people that are there, go to their houses, knock on their doors, get information about what issues are important to them, see where they stand for or against your candidate, target them with information, and then on election day have enough people to be able to target each one of those people that you've identified as your supporters to get to the polls. And it's a big organizational challenge to do that. It's not pretty. It's hard. It's a grind. But that's essentially how you get those people to the polls on election day.
So when it comes to the race itself, you know, we talked for a long time about, here we go, going to be Biden, Trump. But wait a minute. It's not Biden, Trump. And then you got the hurricane that comes in the middle of this. You got an assassination attempt. Then you got another attempt at an assassination, or at least almost, however you want to phrase that. Then you got the hurricane that comes into North Carolina, which is a swing state. Then you got the FEMA stuff going on, the stuff that Trump's saying, the stuff that Biden's contradicting. Is any of this going to be a difference maker, even though it is something new to talk about? Is it going to change anything?
I don't think the hurricane thing really is going to, you know, to quote another weather metaphor, sound and fury signifying nothing. There are times where it can become a major issue when there's nothing else going on. You think of Katrina and how that damaged the Bush White House. But in this case, I don't think there's really enough evidence on one side or the other to point to failures. And I don't think that there's enough evidence to show that the impact of this is going to hurt one party any more than it hurts the other party. And I'm pretty sure there's no evidence that somebody's out there controlling the weather to make this interesting. Although weather forecasts are interesting for folks in the media because it gives them something to talk about.
Absolutely. You know, that's why in the summertime on television, nothing against our friends in television weather. I love them all. But during the summertime, I can say hot and humid with a 40% chance for showers, highs in the 90s. And that takes like 7 seconds. But yet somehow they'll find a way to stretch it to about 4 or 5 minutes. And I think that's because people like to watch the colors on TV at home.
Well, we have the problems up here. Every storm that comes is going to be...
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A disastrous blizzard, and then you end up with an inch of snow.
Well, that at least is something different than the same summer forecast every day. Andy, I posed this question to the audience earlier, and I was having a discussion with a friend yesterday. A couple of friends were having a few cocktails. It's a discussion that fight fans have had for years, their favorite fighter against the other in the prime of their careers. A generational argument that has gone on forever. So let's change it. Let's put it in the political realm. In their prime, one election to win it all. To walk away with the Oval Office. Donald Trump versus Ronald Reagan. Who wins? You can answer when we come back. 620 Traffic cool. Now, WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Andy Smith about the upcoming presidential election. And so, Andy, would you say too close to call at this point?
I mean, we're looking, if you look at national polls, Harris is up by about a point. If you look at battleground polls, they're essentially tied right now. And it's going to be that turnout that's going to make the difference. So I'd say it's essentially tied right now, barring any unexpected changes. But those could always happen.
And logistically in North Carolina, we had a thing here after Katrina where a Vietnamese gentleman won a historically black district because of a diaspora that was created as a result of Katrina. Any problems like that in North Carolina, as far as you know?
As far as I know, certainly people aren't going to be there for a while. But I don't see that there's the concentration of population in that area compared to what you have in New Orleans. It's a rural area where you've got a lot of people that are, you know, frankly, more used to being separated from services, and also, frankly, have more resources to go. To fix themselves. So I don't think there's quite as much of a diaspora. People get back more quickly than you saw in New Orleans.
So I asked the question before, and I did it in an annoying Howard Cosell accent, only to represent the conversation that we had over cocktails last night. And the person that did the Howard Cosell impersonation last night, she was a lot better than I was. But with that being said, in their prime, who wins? Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump, one election to win it all.
Reagan in a knockout.
Really?
I think there's really not even much comparison between the two. Reagan was a far more disciplined candidate. Being an actor, he had the ability to say the same thing in a meaningful way to every audience. Mm-hmm. And that is a very, very important thing to have. That means your campaign isn't backing and filling and explaining what you just said because you say the same thing every time. I think that he had much better ideological grounding. So when somebody asked him a question that was a little bit off base, not the standard questions, he had the ideological grounding to be able to figure out what the answer is that's consistent with his other answers. And I don't think that's something that Trump has. I think his support team, Reagan's support team, was much better. You think of Jim Baker, Michael Deaver, some of these guys, far better at campaign organizations. And if you think about the environment that they faced in their first campaigns, Reagan was in a far worse place than Trump was in his first campaign. In his second campaign, think about this: Reagan wins every state but one, and Trump loses. So I think that if you look at those two and by comparison, Reagan, without a question, is the best. I'd say Reagan in modern era may have been the best campaigning president that we've ever seen.
What happens to the Republican Party if Trump loses? Because there are some people that are big fans of Reagan that are not big fans of Trump. And Democrats, I don't know, they're all over the place, it seems like. But with the Republicans, what happens to the Republican Party if Trump loses? Does a more Reagan-esque faction of the party come back and reclaim it, or do they continue to go down the Trumpian path?
I think there's going to be some divisions for a while, but I think they're going to sort things out. Political parties have some consistency in their ideologies, but they do change over time, and they change because what they were selling before doesn't work. You can think of the Democratic Party being the party of the Confederacy, the party of Jim Crow, and now it's the party that gets most of the African-American vote in the country because what they were selling before didn't work. And I think that's what the Republicans are going to look like. If Trump loses, Trumpism is going to have a hard time justifying itself. You know, there will be the diehards that hang on, but think of the Republican Party. For years, it would pre-Reagan, there was the more moderate factions of the Republican Party, and they had that big battle between more conservatives under Barry Goldwater and more moderates under Nelson Rockefeller. But Reagan was able to reshape that party and put it together. And I think that's really the key thing. I don't see a candidate right now that could put together the two major factions, the more conservative faction, the Trump faction of the party. But that's going to happen because these organizations' job is to win elections.
And again, a house divided against itself cannot stand. So the Republicans would kind of have to come together if they're going to be more effective?
Yep. Absolutely. I think they'll do it because I don't think we are in a position right now to create new parties.
Okay. Thank you, Andy Smith. Have a great weekend. Good to talk to you as always. Andy Smith, director of the
Howard.
University of New Hampshire. You bet. University of New Hampshire Survey Center. What do y'all think? Who wins? Somebody texted in. I get two texts accusing Reagan or Trump of being a rhino. And I don't know, that rhino phrase is interesting because it seems as though you can morph it into, but just like anything in politics, you can morph it into whatever you want. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director, break down LSU's game against Ole Miss under the lights, Tiger Stadium, some special stuff planned, decals on the helmet to honor the 100th anniversary of Tiger Stadium. Also, I think they're going to paint the end zones differently. I'd love to see them paint the field like they did against Notre Dame back in the 70s, I think it was, with alternating purple and green, if I remember correctly, stripes. We'll take a break. Come back right now. WWL First News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.